Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Welcome back. Here are the 6 quick questions. Question number 1, what's your why? Why are you waking up every day and building this business?
That's a big question. I think at this stage, and my why will continue to change through every stage of my career, but for now, I think that my why is really focused around personal development. I feel like I wake up every day and get slapped in the face in one way or another. The amount of setbacks or no's that I have to deal with, I think that it is such an incredible career and place to be in my life where I'm having to overcome so many things. And I just think that the character development and the learning that comes with it is incredible. I really like podcasts because I can listen to one that I did 6 months ago and I feel like a completely different person. It's almost like this milestone where I can look back and say, hey, this is how much I've grown. So I'd say that's my why. Just seeing, finding my feet. I'm still in my early 20s. I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing with my life, but I like that I get to wake up every day and try out whatever I want.
What's something that you've had to overcome recently?
Probably learning my numbers, which has come far too late in my business journey, but I am not a maths girl. I walked out of my year 12 exam telling my maths teacher that I would just hire someone to do my numbers for me, which I did. We have amazing accountants, but it would have done the business a great deal of help for me to have known our numbers in the first place.
Yep. I've heard that before on the show. Absolutely. Question number two is, what's been your favorite marketing moment so far?
Am I allowed to say Shark Tank?
Of course.
Shark Tank's been great. Shark Tank was really, really incredible. But I also think we did a newspaper activation at Sydney Fashion Week at the beginning of this year. And that was really cool as well. We handed out newspapers to the public. We created our own 35 millimeter cone newspaper. And I think it tied in really well because we're so centered around nostalgia and memories. So that was really fun.
Oh my God, I love that. That is that. Yeah. I feel like now that you say that, it's so true that your brand is just such a brand that can create these amazing moments, like getting a newspaper and like having that moment and connecting it back to the brand. Like I can just, yeah, I can see that. Cool. Love it. Very fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Like we sell memories, not cameras. That is essentially what our brand is.
That's strong. I love that. Question number three is, what's your go-to business resource if you have to think about a book or a podcast or a newsletter that you're learning from at the moment?
Oh, probably podcasts. I listen to a lot of Diary of a CEO. Love Stephen. Even Love founder Steven. Stories. I think that particularly in the beginning, listening to other people's founder stories was so incredibly comforting, just hearing that other people have been through the same thing. I would honestly say my biggest resource, though, is my network. I was really, really lonely at the beginning of my business journey. I didn't know anyone who owned a business. And so I definitely have put some time into making those connections and finding friends in the industry. And I think that now, most of the time, probably 90% of the time, if I have a question, I can call someone on speed dial and they've got the answer, which is honestly the biggest blessing to come from this whole thing.
Absolutely. 100%. Network is key. Question number four, how do you win the day? What are your AM or PM rituals and habits that keep you feeling happy and successful and motivated?
I'm a huge morning person. So I'm a 5 a.m. out the door. Very fortunate that in Queensland, especially in summer, the sun is up at like 4:15, 4:30. So I sleep with the blinds open. Even if I wanted to sleep in, there's no chance. The sun is in my eyes. So I get up, head to Pilates, which is really nice. And it definitely helps me ground myself and feel ready for the day. I keep my phone on Do Not Disturb. So that is just an hour in the morning solely for me. And then I'm not a nighttime worker. I very rarely will pull like an all-nighter doing work. I really prioritize sleep. So I'll read for an hour before bed every single night because I feel like my nervous system really needs it to just chill and calm down. And I won't read about business. I make a point of reading fiction or something completely different that just takes me to another world and is so unrelated to my everyday life.
Oh man, I resonate with that so much. I am like absolutely the person that is like must read before I go to bed and it must not be anything about business or get my mind kind of like, you know, getting busy about like ideas or this could happen or I could do this or what about this? It has to be things that transport me to another place and just like, yeah, calms my nervous system. Exactly totally. The same. Totally get you. Question number five. Maybe we've touched on this one already, but maybe you have a different one. What's the worst money mistake you've made in the business and how much did it cost you?
Oh, I think the sea freight one was probably the most. We had a run-in with a third-party fulfillment center. So when I decided to move the business out of my parents' garage and into our first 3PL, I had 10,000 units in transit from China. I had nowhere to put them. They weren't going to fit in the garage. So we moved into a 3PL and they couldn't keep up with our volumes. They were just very underqualified to be able to actually handle the volumes of our orders. So I had to exit that contract almost immediately. And I think it cost us something like $15,000 just to get our orders out of there. And I could have sat there and fought it, but it was the decision of you can get lawyers involved or you can put your customers first and pay the money, get your stock out of here and start shipping orders now.
Yep, 100%. Put your energy towards what matters and just like move forward. Love
totally.
That.
Totally.
Last question, question number 6. What is just a crazy story, good or bad, from your journey in building 35mm Co?
I think the craziest story or moment is just hearing customer feedback around the product and I guess how the product has helped them create memories. So we get a lot of people purchasing film cameras for their weddings, people photographing their kids when they're toddlers. I think that that is just a real full circle moment. It makes me really, really cherish how we're selling an experience, getting your film photos developed, waiting for the pictures to come back and not remembering what's on the film roll. It's almost like a little bit of, like we almost get to incite that little bit of joy when you receive your film photos back and remember those moments and those memories. So I would say that is probably, I guess, my craziest or my favorite part of this business.
I love that. So beautiful. Well, this is going to be a memory. I loved this. This was so fun. Maddie, thank you so much for joining me on the show. I can't wait to hype girl you in your journey. And yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was so lovely speaking to you.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female-founded business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/Hype Club. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.